I wanted to ask you, 1980s London,
late
70s, early 80s, what images come to mind?
Okay, well, I think one of the first images is the fact that late 70s was the explosion of the punk movement. Although it didn't take place only in London. London, of course, like any capital city, would have been very, very... it was very prevalent in London. So there was I probably don't need to describe exactly what the punk movement was. It came from music, but it was also a fashion movement in the way people dressed. So you would see a lot of spectacular hairstyles, spiky hairstyles, coloured hairstyles. People wearing clothes that looked like they'd been completely ripped up and torn, and then facial jewelry, well, with not really jewelry, but safety pins and so on. So that would be the image for me when I grew up going into London, seeing a lot of these people. I think, you know, and I think that developed musically, the punk went into post-punk and a new wave, and with each musical, because music was so important, still is in the UK, in popular culture, it would be followed by some fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So you would see people dressed in that style of the new wave style was romantic, sort of these long capes and very shaped haircuts, and also became very androgynous. Mm-hmm. As well. So I think London is very good for that sort of thing of taking on popular culture, music, and fashion, and being very visible.
I like that I asked you what you saw, and you went towards music, because that is proof of what we read in these articles, and how the arts and culture, it intermixes. We don't need to keep them in different categories.
No,
we can't.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, and
a lot. Yes, well, I agree. And a lot of it, and because going back, perhaps to you know, the Warhol and Basquiat, obviously he came from a graffiti background, and that was another thing in London, that graffiti art became also very, very famous in the early 80s. And then it went with music, but also the dancing,
hip hop and
before hip hop. Yeah, I'm just trying
breakdancing.
Mm-hmm. Breakdancing, which became hip hop. So those universes all linked together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people would be artists in more than one way.
Mm-hmm. And then the nightclub scene, of course, in New York. What you're describing of London is very much what happened in New York too. And then to match that, the city of New York started to have a rise in the economy.
So we went
from punk to, as you said, from punk to new wave.
Yeah.
And in that time, you started to have a bull economy, which meant that there was speculation in the city.
We started changing, shifting
who could or could not be in the city.
And that
as well influenced the music we were listening to, the fashion and how the fashion developed. What we see with the Jean-Michel Basquiat and Warhol is even two generations coming together. I love the way, and it's mentioned, I think, in the articles, that Basquiat took the paintings of Warhol, the works of Warhol, the silk screens of Warhol, defaced them to a certain degree, with, of course, Warhol's permission or not. But in any case, that's how their collaboration worked, and then tried to bring back in the Warhol. So it was always a mixing of the two cultures very vividly on the canvas or whatever.